This Lyndon?
Yeah.
You're the one fella that owns that theater?
Yes, sir.
Listen, my name is Roy D. Mercer. We was at your picture show last night.
Uh-huh.
And my wife, Sharon Jean, ate some popcorn in there.
Uh-huh.
And hell, I think it must have been bad. Or the butter was bad or something. Because we went to the skating rink afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And she got sick and throwed up out there on the rink during a couple spotlight skate.
Uh-huh.
And a couple behind us, they fell in it. Slipped and fell in it.
Uh-huh.
And the arp down there. And that fella broke his arm. And that woman ripped the ass end out of her sweatpants down there. And now they want me to pay for it. And I ain't going to do such a thing. And I was going to hit you up for the money to take care of his broke arm and her britches.
Well, I don't know. I don't see where it's my responsibility to pay for it.
Well, by God, it's bad butter on that popcorn.
No, I don't think so, sir. Nobody else said anything about it. Nobody else has been sick.
And that woman's she's eating enough popcorn to know when the butter's bad. She said it tasted funny when she first started eating on it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only thing she had on her stomach. That's the only thing that was there in that herb.
Mm-hmm.
Seen them little kernels and old maids and stuff down there. Well, now we got a fella with a broke arm and a ripped pair of sweatpants down here, and they want me to pay for it, and I ain't going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And they said it's going to be about
$300. Uh-huh. Well.
So when can I come by there and pick up a check?
I'm not writing you a check, sir.
Well, then you'd have to get your ass whooped then.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you give me your phone number, and I'll let my lawyer talk to you.
Ah, by God, ain't going to be no use for no attorney. Is I going to get $300 or I'm whooping somebody's ass? It ain't my fault.
Well. It ain't mine. Ain't nobody else been sick, so...
Well, by God, just because it ain't made nobody else sick don't mean a damn thing.
Uh-huh. That's just fine. Why don't you give me your phone number, and we'll see what we can do about this then, Mr. Mercer.
Well, by God, it's 1-800-ASS-WHOOP.
Mm-hmm.
You sell a bad popcorn, and you don't back up.
I don't sell bad popcorn, mister.
She made a mess, and that embarrassed her down
there.
Then
you need to clean the damn mess up.
Well, that's what they made her do.
Well, good.
And had to sponge it off and embarrassed her down there, and that's
mm-hmm.
another reason why I'm in the mood for an ass whooping.
Come on down here, then.
Well, I guarantee you, it'd be chitty, chitty, bang, bang down
uh-huh.
there. Or I'll contact my attorney, Bruce Hammer, and I'll have him come down there.
Well, just send us some on down here, then.
Well, yeah, I guarantee you, you've heard of Bruce Hammer. He's a famous litigator.
Uh-huh, yeah. I know who's a little head is.
Oh, man. Oh, Lyndon.
What?
Lyndon, this is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And Bruce Hammer, apparently he thinks real highly of you.
He does.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Well, you tell him that he's fixing to get the ass whooping.
The bar exam you got ready for him is made out of iron?
That's true. It's called a crowbar attitude.
Yeah, I know, a tar to him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guarantee you, I'd been on you like a West Texas dust storm if I'd have come out there.
Well, bring your ass on out of here, then.
My God. Well, what's showing tonight?
Well, hell, I don't even know now. I'm pissed.
You forgot, huh?
Yeah.
Red Ass, part 1.
Uh-huh.
The hunt for Red Ass October.